This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Nan Su from Epoch Times. He is a specialist that has to do with all things in China. How are you doing today, sir?
Pretty good, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, given what we see going on right now between Russia and Ukraine, as far as where, you know, we see Putin and Xi getting together and having a few talks here and there. What is this looking like? When you see this, what are you seeing right there?
I think they are quickly coming together. You know, Putin and Chairman Xi met twice last year and twice this year. Putin is actually in Beijing right now for the Belt and Road Summit that held by Chinese regime. And now also you can see, you know, China and Russia, they're really coming together on this attack to Israel. So you can see all things just coming together. It's a Eurasian continent's newly emerged anti-America alliance forming around China, Russia, and Iran.
Now, I know I saw where Putin got out there the other day and said something about the emergence of a new world order that does not include America. Is that
well? China. Chairman Xi talked about it in a little different way. China, Xi Jinping talked about, you know, China and Russia will have collaboration to handle this once a century opportunity.
Right.
For change. That's what they're talking about.
Well, yeah, that'll be one of those things where you get out there and you look at that, and that's, is that something that, I mean, does China and Russia have a good enough relationship where this would actually work?
Well, they are close enough. See, Putin's war against the Ukraine has been supported by China. You know, the bilateral trade between China and Russia jumped more than 30% from 140 billion to 190 billion last year, and from last year to this year, essentially, like, so far it's been jumping more than 50%.
Right.
So, yeah.
Now, when we talk about them working together, is China in a position to help them materially, with weapons,
China purchased more than 50% of Russian oil and gas. That's how Putin paid for his war.
Just by a little commerce, huh? And that, I mean, of course, Russia is using a lot of this stuff to sort of bludgeon Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe really loves, the European Union. They love the green energy, so they're willing to let Russia sell them the natural gas while they try to push the green energy thing, and at the same time, they're sort of beholden to him, aren't they?
Well, the current Belt and Road Summit, China talked about two things, digital Belt and Road and green Belt and Road. So I think the green Belt and Road is a declaration. It's more or less like, you know, to give to just give a good gesture to the Western world that they want to, you know, provide some positive contribution to the world. But what China really going after is this so-called digital Belt and Roads. So they are going to go to these countries to try to have all these countries install China's technology information system. See, China's technology, especially their internet, they all have a big back door. So, you know, whichever the country sign up for that, they will have no secret for the Chinese, to the Chinese government. You know, Chinese government will have tighter control of these countries. Like Saudi. Saudi actually already signed up last December. Saudi signed up China's Huawei technology systems. You know, after years of signing up China's Belt and Road project, after China helped Saudi build up all these, you know, bullet train, freeways, facilities. So, you know, all this construction done and, you know, Saudi paid for it, and now they sign up China's technology, internet, you know, all these things to be installed by China. It's Huawei system. China, you know, China already done that, you know, to North Korea. So that's how China controls North Korea. Now, once China install all these technology systems, internet to, for Saudi, you know, Saudi will have no secret to Chinese government.
Do they use that? How do they use that against these guys to actually get them to do what they want?
Well, that's what China is. The people with a rosy picture about the Chinese communist regime, they're going to fall into the trap.
What is that? What is it about them that makes them look attractive to them? Do they look at it and say, well, you know, they're not really communists. They're sort of very capitalist. They're capitalist communists, and maybe we can live with that. Does it seem like it's just some little innocuous thing that they can deal with?
No. China is a communist country.
Right.
Right. So nobody will call them a Chinese, a communist regime if they don't call themselves a communist party. Now they, you know, what they, Xi Jinping, the reason Xi Jinping is going backwards ever since he took the top post of the Chinese communist regime in 2012, it's all because, see, the China allowed the free market, you know, economy to grow to a certain extent inside China. It's because really after 10 years of Cultural Revolution from 1966 to 76, you know, their economy is almost broke. So they want the foreign investment coming. They will allow a certain percentage of a free market economy in China to grow. Now, however, you know, there's a limit for it, because once China sent, the communist regime sent that the, you know, the market economy grew to the scale that's going to, you know, the Chinese communist regime thinking it as a threat to its ruling power, they're going to roll back. So that's what Chairman Xi has been doing ever since he took over the top post, you know, the party secretary general position in 2012. So they're going backwards. They're going to Chairman Mao's time now.
Oh, no. That doesn't sound very good. Let's expand on this when we get back. Coming up on the first break, Nansu is a senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times, and his specialty is looking at the interior of China and interpreting what's going on there. And China is somebody that we need to be very aware of, because they are very aware of us. So knowing more about them, the more we know, the better we're off. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Nan Su from Epoch Times, talking about China. And you were talking about how we're going back to the time of Mao. Now, how far will that go? Because during Mao's time, a lot of really bad things happened inside China.
Well, you know, they're moving into that direction carefully, you know, because they want basically the whole effort is to really to consolidate the support and for the Chinese content within the ruling power. So now China started making all these so-called mixed reform, you know, because the mixed reform is so, it's the Chinese government to invite all these big private tech technology companies like Alibaba and like Jingdong and like, you know, several others like Baidu. You know, they invite these so-called, you know, private technology companies in China to make them, these private technology companies, to invest into China's state-owned enterprise. So now they say that in a very nice way. They say, you know, if the government provide opportunities for private business to invest in China's state-owned business, in the way that the private industry is going to help the reform in the state-owned business, and also, you know, state-owned business will learn the efficient way of management from private business. However, you know, if you're really looking into it, number one, you know, all these private business, they don't have a say for how much they're going to invest into state-owned business. You know, they come tell you, you need to invest so much money into it. And number two, when they sell these state-owned business, you know, their stock shares to this private business, you don't have to say how much the price is, and you don't have to say how much share, how many share you need to buy. They tell you. So it's a robbery.
Yeah,
it's a robbery, right?
How often do these guys lose money on this deal because they're being told that they're going to do it this way, and it ends up losing money?
Yeah, they've been doing that ever since 2016, big time, you know, like a tens of billions of dollars, so that kind of a scale. So, that's how they, you know, it all happened after Chen Menxi, came to power. From the ideological standpoint, they're also moving back, and they have a tighter and tighter control on everything like internet, media. It all rolling backwards ever since Chen Menxi came to power. And yeah. A lot of people now, this is there's some difference here, that I hold different view with many other people. Many of them just basically, you know, criticize the Chairman Xi is the wrong guy. You know, he's the guy doing, he make all this happen, which I don't think so. I think whoever in that position will do the same thing. See, it's really the communist regime seeing that their ruling power are challenged by the private industry, by the market economy, because the market economy has grown to the scale that really threatening the ruling power, you know, the regime. So that's why they're going backwards. So that's why it doesn't matter who is in that position, it's Chairman Xi or somebody else. It's going to be the same way.
Well, you know, the way Xi Jinping is portrayed here in the West, there's this one guy I can't remember his last name, Constantine. He's a British sort of stand-up comedian. He makes him out as a very ruthless man who came up in a horrible way, who had to live in caves when he was a young fellow, in lice-infested caves after his family was split up to the wind by the communist forces then when he was a boy. And now he's in charge, and one of the things he's going to do in order to placate the mob is, this is why they have so much of these coal-fired generators trying to get energy to people everywhere out there, like he's trying to placate the Roman mob, like you used to see during the Roman Empire. And yet, is he actually interested in placating anybody inside China? Does he care?
Well, you mentioned the wolf, that, you know, the wolf, war wolf, diplomacy, it's famous, right? That's only adopted up to, by the, all the, diplomats, from Chinese regime after Chairman Xi came to power, right?
Right.
So that's basically what it is. They are looking at, you know, United States as the number one enemy, always. They never change. But however, for a few decades after Cultural Revolution ended 1976 after Chairman Mao died. Now, from 1976 to just a few years ago, what Chinese communist regime really has been doing is trying to grow their economic power. Now, especially, you know, after 2001, you know, when, you know, 2001, when we allowed China to join WTO, from 2001 to 2021, China's economy, total economy size grew tenfold. You know, their GDP grew tenfold. It's all because the help from the Western world, you know, all because all the monies that we send to China, the investment, the technology, the market, jobs, you know, not just jobs, but one industry after another that, you know, we send to China. So, we have been hoping that, the communist regime, after become richer, after we help the regime to lift, you know, hundreds of millions of people out of poverty, the regime will have some sort of a political reform. But, you know, what you're seeing right now is they're going backwards.
It's fascinating to watch, because I watching some of these world, like the way China has come up, come down, is very interesting. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. Nansu is a senior investigative reporter at Epoch Times, and he's become quite the contributor here. A very good collaborator. He brings fact patterns I don't have, because we need to understand China, because China is trying very hard to understand us, and as American gun owners and as people that would like to see America prosper, China looks at us as a potential enemy. Thank you, sir, for joining me today.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
USA News Update. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has released two U.S. hostages. Family member Martin Fletcher.
Obviously a huge sigh of relief and at the same time concerned that there's so many more hostages.
Hamas cited humanitarian reasons for allowing the American mother and her daughter from Chicago to go free, as the mother is in poor health. President Biden announced from the White House today that humanitarian aid is set to start flowing into Gaza in the coming days. He said he has secured commitments from Israel and Egypt to open the Rafah border crossing connecting Egypt to Gaza. Big Hollywood stars including George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson have stepped up to aid in resolving the SAG-AFTRA strike. They're putting forth a combined contribution of $150 million to eliminate the cap on SAG-AFTRA dues, thereby providing crucial support to areas within the union that require assistance. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Joining us now from Gun Owners of America is Stephen Williford. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. Have we got grandkids in the house? Is that what I hear?
Yeah, you're hearing my daughter in the background. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Hey, life. Life is a great thing. I love life. Anyhow, what does Gun Owners of America think about this latest thing coming out of the Supreme Court regarding the Poly 80 thing, the pistol frame thing?
Well, it's not over yet. It's still in it. You know, it's got the, basically the Supreme Court kicked it back down so that it can go back through the process and stuff. We certainly wish that the Supreme Court would have taken it, but it's not done yet. And I know some of the people at Polymer 80, and they're continuing on, and they're continuing to push for this and to get it overturned, because, you know, when it does make it actually to the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court said they weren't going to hear it until it went through all the process. And so they wanted to go back down and go through the process, and motions have been filed again, and all that cost money, and the Supreme Court could have just said, hey, look, you know, this is historical that people have been able to build their own firearms and stuff, and they could have taken it and they could have overturned it, but they did not. So we still have to continue the fight and bring it all the way out. And eventually, because they have basically said through the Bruin that anything having to do with firearms has to go with its historical references, you know, proof that back in before our founding fathers died, what laws were in place then. And so we're confident that we're going to win this. It's just a battle, and And that's what we do at gunowners.org, Gun Owners of America. We fight these things, and we hope that we don't have to spend the money to take it to the end, but it looks like it's just going to have to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is the thing that they decided that they let stand, they can't sell this as a kit with all the parts in it to make a gun, and or Poly 80, just the frame itself, is that still legal to sell?
You know, and I'm not really sure. The statement from Polymer 80 made you think that, yes, they can still sell the receiver, but they can't sell the receiver with the jigs to be able to make it into a gun. And
they have to sell that separate.
Yeah. Yeah, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? So they can't sell you the jig so that you can actually drill the pinholes and stuff like that and insert the parts and whatever. So, I don't know where this is going to go, but I think it's unconstitutional and it's ridiculous and it's just a ploy, you know, and we've got all kinds of battles like, Biden is now doing a Department of Gun Violence. You know, they already have the ATF and it's proven they've gone rogue. And we're fighting the ATF at every turn, and now he wants a Department of Gun Violence. And so there, as soon as Congress gets back its act together and finds a speaker and is able to do business again, they're going to take up a bill that would prevent that from happening.
Right.
And again, right now, funding for anything, you know, is out the window. You know, we're looking at a government shutdown if they don't get their act together and elect a new speaker. And Jim Jordan would have been an excellent, excellent speaker. But from what I understand now, because he's taken several votes and he has failed to get the right amount of votes, so he's withdrawn. So now who are we looking at? Again, Jim Jordan would have been great. He would have towed the line. He's actually a very constitutionalist. He is a very fiscal conservative. So the reason some of the establishment didn't want him, because anything that you wanted to get funded, it would have to be brought before the floor and discussed separately and passed into a bill instead of just doing an omnibus spending bill. And these big spending bills that they just threw all kinds of crap into and just passed all at once, it's killing us. Well, what are we at, $33 trillion now in debt?
Yep.
And so Jim Jordan would have stopped a lot of that garbage. And that's the way things used to happen, is you used to have to look at each part and fund it or not. If you wanted a funding for your radio station, say, it had to be brought before Congress, and they had to say, you know, this is the radio station and this is how much money they need to function and stuff, and you put in a bid, you want $5 million, you know, and they might cut it down to you know, a couple of hundred thousand, you know, but they would have to look at the bill, each one of them, each part of the spending bill separately. And that's the way it used to be. And so, you know, we need to defund the ATF. We need to, at this point, at this gun violence, we need to defund that, you know. It's all infringements on the Second Amendment. And we could defund a whole bunch of other stuff that this nation just absolutely does not need. You know, we can't continue. We have to. You live on a budget, don't you?
Say that again.
You live on a budget, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I live on a budget. I was like, budget? Oh, my goodness, yes.
I mean, you're not a couple of million dollars in debt, are you?
No,
I hope not.
No.
So you have to look at your budget. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to spend $1 million this year personally. No, you need to figure out what you need and what you want and figure out whether you can afford it, you know. And this country needs to get back to living within its means instead of kicking the can down the road and funding it for our grandchildren,
right.
You know, taking money from them. Because, you know, China's buying up all our treasury bonds and stuff. We're basically owned by China.
Yep.
So it's time to defund unconstitutional, like the ATF. And that's a good start, you know. It's time to defund a whole bunch of stuff that we're funding that we do not need in this nation.
Agreed.
You know, and especially if it hits on our Constitution, you know, and it's against our Constitution. That ought to be the big thing, and whether that passes muster or not. And then take it out of the budget altogether and do away with it if we don't need it. Again, we shouldn't, we as gun owners of America are trying our hardest to stop bad bills infringing on our Second Amendment. Because it's easier to stop a bad bill
than it is
than to fight it.
Yeah, yeah.
Than to fight it all the way up to the Supreme Court and get an appeal and take it out.
Hang on there for me, Stephen. Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the break. That's a very good point. It's much better to fight it before it gets in there, because once it gets in there, it's not going to be repealed. The only chance we have of getting it out is to take it through the court system, and then that's not free. It's much easier to lobby and get your people in there and get them to vote against it. And that doesn't take any money. It just takes time. And it's
it does take money. That's what lobbyists are for.
Right, right.
You know,
hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. I was just adding that as we were going away. Stephen Willeford, he is the guy that disrupted and stopped the Sutherland shooter in Sutherland, Texas in 2017. And he's now a spokesperson for Gun Owners of America. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're talking to Stephen Williford for Gun Owners of America. I want to ask you a question, and I don't think many people think about this once you got out there and you faced evil and you fought it, and since then you have become a spokesperson for various gun rights organizations, now at Gun Owners of America, and you're fighting the good fight. But do you ever get to take time and go sit down and build another AR-15 just because you want to? Or do you get to take time and just go shoot just because you want to?
Well, and yes, I do. I, on both accounts, yes, I do. But just like this weekend, I'm going to Navasota, Texas, to one of the nation's premier gun ranges, long-range gun ranges. And I'm going to a expo in Navasota. It's a long-range rifle expo where they're going to be competing at 2,000 yards. And I get to go out there, and I'm not going to shoot at it. I'm representing GOA and talking to everybody out there.
But right.
They will be competing in 2,000 yards during the day, and they're going to be competing in a thermal night vision shoot at night. So I do get to shoot sometimes, and I really, really enjoy doing that. And sometimes I still get to go out to the range myself and do some shooting just in peace and quiet. I can't wait for hunting season. I've got my eyes on a buck that's coming out there on my property, and I hope to put it on my wall.
Well, I mean, you know, most people, when they look at, when you get introduced out there, right, you get introduced as this or that and everything. Now, with you, you're actually a multifaceted gun rights exponent because you have actually done the dirty work. You have fought. You've been in a gunfight where a lot of lives have been lost, and you've stopped the killing. It's the kind of stuff that everybody talks about. This is what I'm training for. This is what you've actually done it. And, you are a competitive shooter and everything else. But when you get up there, when you start talking about gun rights, I would think that you probably carry a little more oomph than your basic gun rights advocate, simply because everybody knows that you both talk the talk and walk the walk. So does everybody understand at Gun Owners of America that you like to go shooting from time to time and not to be sending you all these crazy places so you can just train?
Well, so some of the crazy places that I go to, I went last year to the Gathering.
Right.
The Gathering was put out by a bunch of the manufacturers. We had an event, and I did get to shoot at this one. I got to enjoy it. They figured that 15,000 people showed up, and in 15,000 people, we had 17 days of shooting, and they estimated 10,000 rounds per day for a three-day event that we fired. And that's crazy, you know. And just for the liberals, no one got hurt. No one misused a firearm. No one shot anybody else. No one started to try. You know, if you're going to do a mass shooting at an event like the Gathering, it's not the right place to do it.
Right.
You know, we seem to terrify the left. And yet we can get together and we can dump 170,000 rounds in one day and nobody gets hurt. And I got to shoot at that, and I really enjoyed shooting at that. At those events, I had full automatic. They had full automatics. They had suppressed. They had all kinds of guns there. They even had a couple of Modus, which are 50 caliber machine guns that we actually got to shoot.
Right.
And one of the events that I did was in Wasatchee, Texas, just a little less than a month ago, where they put me in a helicopter. And I got to fly a course of fire in a helicopter with a full automatic M16 and engage metal targets on the ground. You know, so, yeah, I do get to shoot. I do get to enjoy, and I do get to get with industry. And I talk to the people in industry, and I talk to them about their concerns and things. And Gun Owners of America is fighting for the industry, too. We aren't paid by the industry, but we are certainly in touch with the industry to know their concerns and what we're doing. And you know, with my story, because I did confront a shooter, there's NRA, there's Second Amendment Foundation, the TSRA, I'm life members of all of them.
Right.
And with my story, I could work with any one of them.
Sure.
But I choose to work for Gun Owners of America because they believe no compromise, no matter what. We are in the fight, and we do not compromise. And since I believe more on the same lines that they do, that's why I am a national spokesperson for Gun Owners of America.
Yeah. Gun Owners of America, when I used to work for Larry Pratt, I mean, they were without a doubt the... Larry Pratt in those days was so ubiquitous whenever there was Gun Owners of America does not shy away from any, and Eric probably is the same way as his dad.
Eric is the same way.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you a little story.
Sure.
So when the Black Panthers marched on California and they went into the Capitol there in California, there was another organization that said, oh, we got to stop this. Gun Owners of America said, wait, nobody got shot. It was a peaceful protest. Yeah, they had guns on them, but it was a peaceful protest, and it was their God-given right to do so. We stood up and said, as long as they're not breaking the law, as long as no one's getting hurt, you know, freedom is scary. Deal with it, as one lawyer puts it.
Right.
You know? But they didn't do anything but protest how Americans are allowed to protest. And we didn't compromise then.
Right.
And we don't compromise now. It doesn't matter who your group is, as long as you protest legally, even if you've got a gun with you when you do. That's legal in this country.
Yep.
Or should be anyway.
Well, yes, I mean
they did stop it in California. However, Texas, with the last time I went to Second Amendment Day at Texas, we went into the Capitol with our guns. We actually had Ted Nugent come and speak for us, and we legally carried in the Texas Capitol. Everybody says, "Oh, how horrifying!" No. There's nothing going to go on when armed people are there to stop anything illegal.
Well, I mean,
we are not, you know, us law-abiding citizens are not to be feared. I tell law enforcement officers all the time, my gun is not your problem.
Right.
It may be your solution someday, but it's not your problem. Please go to gunowners.org and sign up.
And it's money well spent. You get a lot of bang. A lot of bang for the buck, without a doubt. You get a lot of bang. They do a lot of things, and they do it in a very, very efficient way. Got one of the biggest email lists of anybody their size out there. And when Gun Owners of America was the one responsible for defeating universal background checks when Barack Obama was in office in 2013, right after Sandy Hook. It was Gun Owners of America who put out the blast, and that changed everything in the Senate. That day, that vote, when it was held, Cornyn's national concealed carry reciprocity bill got more votes than the universal background check. So do not, don't look at, just because it seems like GOA is sort of lightweight, they hit like a heavyweight. So that's the beauty of it.
We have half the membership of NRA.
Yeah, you do now. That's right. You sure do. Yep.
But when it comes to fighting, we are carrying the water for the NRA and other groups.
Yeah.
Now, the NRA does some things great.
Well, anyway.
The NRA does training and stuff, but we are the ones that are fighting the fight.
They're always on the tip of the spear. Never certain.
We're the ones that are winning the fight.
Yep, first on site.
You know,
every time somebody says, every time something bad happens, they're calling for somebody so they can try to rip them up, and it's one of the prats that are getting up there saying, yeah, I'll come on your show, and I'll cross swords with you. Stephen, hang on for me. We're running out of time. Gunowners.org, that's where he plies his trade. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you.
Hour number three is inbound. This is Locked On Georgia.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.